Now, look, I don't want to call us journalists per se, but both of us have journalism degrees.
Actually, no. Mine's TV production and theater.
Oh, I thought you were broadcast journalism.
No.
Have I gotten that wrong this entire time?
Yes, I was TV production. All yes, right.
That explains...
wanted to go the TV route and then just fell into radio and never left.
Anyways, we're not going to get into this, but we did find this, and we came across this story on a Louisville Reddit thread, and piqued our interest. And
it piqued your interest. You're like, oh yeah, this is totally us.
Yeah, and then finally, wave three, Dawn G had to jump in on it.
You probably heard of porch pirates, but what about porch poopers?
Yeah.
I'm going to apologize to Dawn, because if we put it in a spotlight so that you felt like you couldn't ignore it anymore, and then you were forced to then say
porch poopers.
Yeah. Yeah. On the news. I'm so sorry. We are lowering their standards over there at Wave 3. Are we not? This partnership? Yeah.
What's the story about again?
Porch poopers.
Right. Thank you, Dawn G.
All right. So anyways, we had some questions about this thread that happened there on Reddit, started on Reddit.
It was an open-ended mystery.
Yeah.
Didn't get any closure.
Yeah. Security cam footage found this guy coming up and squatting on porches, and we didn't know what area town. We were thinking maybe could have been Kelly's area town. Who knows? But now we know. We have some closure on it. So
some clarification.
Yes, exactly. Apparently, he's done it twice. He's visited the house in Old Louisville at least three times.
So it's the same porch.
It's the same porch. It's the same guy. Here is the homeowner.
Tuesday morning, I went out to my front porch and noticed this, what I thought was a cat poop, and it turned out to be a person.
Yeah, no, that one, a cat. No.
I have no idea. We're good neighbors. We keep to ourselves. We behave ourselves. And I can't imagine that somebody would want to do some kind of retribution.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's like, hey, we're
there's
not.
There's no motive. What's the motive?
We don't have any retaliatory sort of neighbors.
Yeah, we don't have any enemies.
Right, right.
I'm relieved that he's not violent or he's not trying to force entry. He's just doing his deed.
Yeah, so he's just literally going there He is going and he is just squatting camera and is relieving himself right there on the porch.
Do you think this guy's noticed the camera yet? I mean, he's been back multiple times. He had to have heard. He's made the news, right?
I think
maybe he's heard that? Maybe he hasn't. Okay. Has the homeowner yet erected a sign that says
no porch
this
pooping?
Porch is not a toilet.
Yeah, you know, here's the
maybe
thing. We've said on this show many, many times that if there's not a sign, then maybe the person doesn't know that
porch poopers
are not allowed on his porch.
Yes.
Because we had to create a sign in our old building.
We did.
That was after Kelly discovered a guy with his pants down around his ankles.
He was having a date with himself.
He was having some me time.
But, if you will. And
again,
I literally stepped over him.
Yeah.
He didn't flinch.
But see, here's the thing. We also learned that he wasn't necessarily having me time because of Kelly. It was probably because of the coworker that came before him. So,
or I don't think there was any other motivation, to be honest.
Then we
also have had some stairwell poopers.
But I will say
in our old location.
Our one thing was there was no sign that said you couldn't. Now, do you need a sign? You shouldn't need a sign.
Here we are.
Here we are where what, Dawn G?
Porch poopers
are a thing at least happening in Old Louisville so far.
And I will say this, not only did this make Wave 3, but
WDRB.
This has made like national news.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it has been elevated to, we have like these services that kind of compile all the news for us. And it popped up on that one. We're like, oh,
yeah, it's kind of like the AP wire, right? So far, his identity is still unknown. And look, he it's an odd crime. It's an odd crime.
It is an odd crime. And, like, you can't find access to any actual bathroom to do that, that you need to deposit that on a well-lit porch with a camera.
Now, listen, I'm not thinking, and I'm glad that he didn't go down and try to, like, break and enter. But
nobody has, like, peed on the mat,
but
too.
This,
like,
is, he's this not is just like pooping. His calling card, kind of like the wet bandits from Home Alone.
Sure.
He is now the, what is it, Don G?
Porch pooper.
Yeah.
But it's like one porch. Like, he's turned this poor homeowner's porch into his personal toilet.
Yeah. So,
like, why?
I don't know. If you have any other if you know this person, you know, I guess.
Bushes. Like, that'd be a little bit more, like, incognito, right?
I mean, because,
like, maybe out of
that
the
before.
Camera view. Well, no, not all of us. No, not all of us. No.
We've all used the restroom at a not a legitimate restroom place.
No.
You mean to tell me in your life you have not used a restroom outside?
Okay, one time when I was camping, but they actually made a toilet area with a wooden chair. They cut a hole out of it, put a bucket, put a couple ferns and a shower curtain around it.
All right, so there you go. There's our update on the serial
porch poopers.
And shout out to Don G for being a co-star on the show today.
Yeah,
and helping
absolutely.
Us relay this
She's
information.
Helping us. She's helping us. All right. So, we'll keep you updated if we've learned anything else on 99.7 DJX.